Seiji Ozawa is presently the longest-tenured music director of any major orchestra in the world, but he's just announced that in 3 years he will be leaving his current post at the Boston Symphony Orchestra to take over the Vienna State Opera. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz, who lives in Boston, has been thinking about Ozawa and what it means to lead a major orchestra.
One person with vision and imagination can make a difference. Think of Leonard Bernstein. Whatever your opinion of him as a conductor, his televised young people's concerts probably helped turn a whole generation of Americans on to classical music. For 25 years before his retirement from the Boston Symphony in 1949, the brilliant Russian conductor Serge Koussevitzky devoted himself to the shaping of that orchestra. He was committed to music by living composers, and we have him to thank for at least two commissions that are among the masterpieces of 20th century music, Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms and Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra. Koussevitzky also had a vision for a summer music festival that would be combined with classes for serious musical training, and so he started Tanglewood. One of his students was Leonard Bernstein. A later Tanglewood student was Seiji Ozawa, who has just broken Koussevitzky's record of 25 years as conductor of the Boston Symphony. Last week, he stunned the music world when he announced that he'd be leaving Boston in 2002 to become the music director of the Vienna State Opera, one of the world's leading opera companies. And now Boston, like Philadelphia and New York, will be looking for a replacement for this crucial position, the leader of the city's classical music life, and in many ways, the most conspicuous leader of the city's cultural life. This is now a great opportunity for these long-standing and wealthy institutions, a chance to escape the entrenched syndrome of leadership by elderly white European men. It was courageous of the BSO 25 years ago to hire a non-European, only 38 years old, who had long hair and wore beads and turtlenecks. For a couple of years, there were a few memorable performances of unusual works. Ozawa looked great on the podium. He still does. He could have been a dancer. But he never fulfilled the initial promise. His performances veered between the boring and the coarsely overstated. His frequent guest appearances elsewhere, something Koussevitzky never indulged in, kept him away from Boston. His family lived in Japan. He never tried to improve his English. Major musical events would come to Boston, but you'd rarely see him in the audience. There's no evidence that he had any ideas about music or programming or education or how to create an identity for the orchestra or bring in desperately needed new audiences. It's a sad truth that even in the high culture establishment, where maybe we shouldn't expect it, the icons and heroes remain popular not because of their artistic achievement, but because of an image, because they're already popular. I'm not sorry to see him leave. Still, I hope that the BSO, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and the New York Philharmonic go out on the same limb the BSO went out on 25 years ago. They'll have to look hard, though, and perhaps not in the usual places. Up until the day Ozawa made his surprise announcement, the top candidate for his replacement was probably Sir Simon Rattle. Rattle made his first mark in the unlikely industrial city of Birmingham, England. His exciting programs, his musical penetration, and his unstinting commitment to this provincial orchestra soon came to international attention and recognition. Unlike Ozawa's recordings, Rattle's became top sellers and are still desirable. His guest shots with the BSO are always among the year's highlights. But a few hours after Ozawa's announcement, the prestigious Berlin Philharmonic, perhaps the world's greatest orchestra, revealed that it had signed Rattle to be its next music director. It's sad for Boston that Rattle slipped through its fingers, and there are no obvious second choices. But if the BSO keeps its priorities straight and goes for the imaginative individual rather than the big name, there might be an exciting future for Boston, and maybe for all classical music in this country.
Lord Schwartz is classical music critic for Fresh Air and the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.